Okay, so get this. France. Yeah, France is going completely paperless when it comes to invoices. No more like shuffling through stacks of paper. They're diving headfirst into this whole e-invoicing thing.
Yep, that's right.
So in this deep dive, let's, try to figure out what this new system actually is, why France is so into it, and this is the big one, what it might mean for the rest of the world.
Definitely, it's a big shift.
Yeah, and we're basing this deep dive on a recent press release from VATE Update, all about France's public portal, the PPF, as they call it.
Right, their VAT system. It's basically getting a major overhaul.
Exactly. So let's get into it. What's the deal here? I mean, is it just about saving trees, or is there something, something more to it?
It's way more than just going green. France, they see e-invoicing as a way to like totally revamp their business world. They're talking about faster payments, smoother operations, and just a more streamlined way for businesses to connect.
Connect with each other, connect with the government, the whole
Oh,
shebang.
exactly. It's about efficiency, basically, making everything just work better.
Okay, so efficiency, got it. But, when's all this supposed to happen? Give me a timeline.
Well, they've got a pretty ambitious rollout plan.
Okay.
September 1st, 2026, that's the big date. Every single business in France, every single one, has to be ready to receive e-invoices. No exceptions.
Wow, 2026, that's right around the corner.
It is. And for larger companies, the big guys, they actually have to start sending them by then, too.
So the pressure's on.
Yeah, smaller businesses get a little bit more time till September 1st, 2027.
Okay, so they get an extra year, but still, it's not a lot of time to make that switch.
No, not at all. And you know what's interesting, though? The French government isn't just, ordering this and then walking away.
They're actually helping businesses get ready.
Yeah, exactly. They're putting a whole system in place to support this change. They're building a huge business directory so companies can easily connect with each other. And then there's this central data hub. It's going to handle all the invoice information. It's a lot.
So it sounds like they're really serious about making this work.
Oh, yeah. This is a huge commitment from the government. And it all revolves around the public portal, the PPF.
Right, the PPF. We talked about that earlier.
Right. And it's basically becoming the heart of this whole e-invoicing system. It's the central hub for all the data.
So I guess the question now is, who's already on board with all this? Our business is excited. Is anyone like actually ready for this?
Well, they've already got over 70 digital platforms signed up to be part of the system.
Wow, 70. That's a pretty good start.
Yeah, and it shows that this isn't just some, futuristic idea. It's happening now.
Right now. And what about the possibilities here? I mean, this is a pretty big change. It's got to open up some new doors, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, imagine, a startup that uses real-time invoice data to offer instant loans to businesses. Or think about AI-powered fraud detection systems, like built right into the platform.
That's pretty wild. It sounds like there's a lot of potential here.
There is. But, we got to be realistic too. Big changes like this, they always come with, well, with challenges.
Right. So what are we talking about here? What are the potential hiccups?
Well, first off, are businesses really ready for a change this fast? I mean, it's a lot to adapt to in a short amount of time.
Yeah, I can see that.
And then what about the technology? Can it handle this massive amount of data, all those transactions flowing through the system? That's a big question.
And what about security? I mean, whenever you're dealing with digital stuff, cybersecurity is a big concern.
Huge concern. So yeah, those are all big questions that France is going to have to deal with as they roll out this new system.
So let's zoom out a bit. We've been talking a lot about France, but what does all of this mean for the rest of us? People who aren't doing business in France, should we care?
We should definitely be paying attention because France, they tend to be trendsetters, especially in Europe.
Yeah, what happens in France often spreads to other countries.
Exactly. And we're seeing a lot of other countries already looking at e-invoicing as the future.
So France is kind of like a test case.
In a way, yeah. We can learn a lot from their experience, both, what works well and what doesn't.
And that brings up another interesting point. We've talked about the economic side of things, but what about the environmental impact? I mean, beyond just saving paper.
That's a great point, and I think there's potential there. For example, think about logistics and transportation. With real-time data, everything becomes more efficient.
Yeah, less wasted time, less fuel being burned.
Exactly. So, yeah, there could be some real environmental benefits here beyond just, reducing paper waste. It's something to keep an eye on.
Definitely something to think about. Okay, well, I think that's about all the time we have for today.
Yeah, I think we covered a lot.
We did. But, as always, there's a lot more to explore here. So, Listeners, we'll leave you with this. As e-invoicing systems like the one in France become more common, what other unexpected impacts, good or bad, might we see? That's something for you to ponder. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Thanks, everyone.